Greetings, Federation family. This is the State Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, 2021. I hope everybody had a great evening last night. I think that everything went really well and that we are going to have a great day today. So, but before we do door prizes and any of those things, we have to thank our Heavenly Father for allowing us to get up and be vertical instead of upright, instead of horizontal. So therefore, we are going to call on is Enrique Aline present. And if Enrique, you can raise your hand and Michael unmute you, or if you're on the call, all righty.
There's a hand.
There he is. Okay. So, Enrique, we're going to ask you to bring us our invocation this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, God bless you all this morning. Let us go ahead and pray. And as I pray for the convention, each of you just go ahead and give God thanks for what he has done in your lives and brought you here today. Amen. Mm-hmm. Dear Father God, we just come to you today, dear Lord, acknowledging who you are, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, dear Father. Our Father, our Creator, the one who keeps us day in and day out. And as we go through this day, dear Father, as we discuss issues today, dear Father, and come to conclusions, we ask you, dear God, that in your mighty wisdom, that you just guide us to understand our role and what we need to do, dear Father, to uplift you in our lives and shine as your beacon in this world. We want to thank you. We want to magnify your name, and we want to glorify you for all that you have done, all that you do, all that you will do in each and our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we do pray today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Enrique. He's from our Circle City chapter. And appreciate your words of prayer and support, Enrique. All right. So let's see. I think that, you know, Abby was talking earlier about calling folks back. But, you know, in Federation, we ain't going to call these folks back. We're just going to go with what we got. And those who are on this call will be eligible for a door prize. Those who are not and don't get in under this 3 minute warning, then you're just gonna miss out. So last night after our board meeting, we didn't get a winner. We did not. Is that right, Pam? We did not get a winner.
Right. No, we didn't.
All right. So guess what? From the state affiliate, we have $50. And Pam, what did you have last night?
Well, we have another $25 from the Northwest chapter that didn't get given away either. So.
All
we
right.
have $75 to give away this morning.
I think we can do it.
So all right.
Everybody better dial in. Give them the numbers, Pam, once you call a name, and we'll go for it.
All
Let's
right.
have a door prize.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Our first door prize, first of all, the number you need to call is 317-504-5281. Okay. And the name is Jack, and I don't even want to try to pronounce this last name, F-A-L-E-J-C-Z-Y-T. Okay. Anybody know that guy? Is it our
Jack Palestic? He's one of our scholarships.
Well, hopefully he's on here. Jack, you have 3 minutes. 3 minutes to raise your
Come
hand
on, Jack.
Or call. 317-504-5281. Okay.
$75 is waiting on you, Jack. I know you're a student. And if you're like me, you were a broke student, so you would need that money.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on with our agenda and see if we can. Mike, are you ready to play the girls'
welcome? Pledge? Yes.
Yes, sir. Let's go with it.
And I'm going to say the pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.
I am Jada, and I will be doing the brand. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise the expectations of blind people because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back.
Thank you. Thank you, girls. Very good. All right. Let's see. Up next to welcome us to our state convention this year is the host chapter of the National Federation Blind, the Indianapolis chapter, and the Circle City chapter. So to welcome us from the Indianapolis chapter is the president, Diane Graves.
Good morning. Good morning. On behalf of the Indianapolis chapter, I want to offer a warm welcome to all of our attendees of our 2021 National State Convention, excuse me. We are super excited to have attendees, not just from our own affiliate, but our extended Federation family as well. We are so glad that you're joining us. Our convention planning committee has been working hard to put together a great program for us this weekend. So we want to give a big shout out to them. We've got some great items on the agenda today. So we hope you'll stay with us. We invite you to join us this evening for our virtual banquet, where we'll be hearing more from our national representative, Denise Avant. But for now, grab your favorite breakfast items, beverages, snacks, and settle in as we rejuvenate ourselves and prepare to continue building the Federation.
I'm Lee Martin, chapter president for the Circle City chapter of Indiana, and the Circle City chapter welcomes each of you to our Indiana State Convention. We trust that you enjoy our convention and our Indiana hospitality. So we look forward to you the rest of our convention, and we thank you once again for joining us. And remember, you are welcome, welcome, welcome.